G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Rise and Shine, Rise and Shine. With Robbo and Becky on Vision.
Well, it is marriage week and we love catching up with them every week. It's Britt and Kate Ryan from Focus on the Family Australia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to connect with you guys, yeah. And particularly on this week because obviously the a lot of what's happening, we're doing it in partnership with Marriage Week, but you guys are very much involved in Marriage Week as well, have been for years. So, yeah, keen to talk a bit about it. And obviously the date night that's coming up on Saturday night, you guys are going to be a part of that, sort of co-hosting the night as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a sort of out-of-the-box thinking, a virtual date night, because, I mean, obviously there's people who are going to be listening there and they're going to say, why is it so difficult to go on a date night? We can go out wherever we like. But if you're listening in Victoria, particularly Melbourne, you can't get out.
That's
and
right.
That's where we're from, and we haven't been out for quite some time.
Yeah. Oh, bless.
I guess it's a funny thing because in some respects you might think, oh, well, if you're locked at home together, you don't need to go on a date night.
Yeah,
but is there a reason to still even do, you know, dates or to, you know, do something special even when you are, you know, seeing each other a lot more than usual?
Oh, absolutely. Because you want to keep it fresh. Sometimes when you're just in the same space, it doesn't mean you're connecting necessarily. It just means you're there.
Yeah.
But it's really important just to take that time, intentional time away together and connect, not about the kids, not about work, not about, you know, all the routine things of life, but just each other and take time to just talk to each other. Brett and I the other night, because we are in lockdown, you can only go out for, you know, in your 5K radius and you've got an 8 p.m. Curfew. Our date night lasted literally 5 minutes and we drove to McDonald's, got a coffee, which only I drink, hoping against hope that the line is packed so that we can have an extra minute or so together before we end up back in the house.
Sensational.
Word.
Yeah.
Very romantic.
Very romantic.
I know, but you know, it's taking the time out like that and, you know, investing, even though, you know, we're laughing, it's just, you know, a 5 minute drive to get a coffee at McDonald's. Well, that is definitely better than nothing, isn't it?
Oh, it
very
is.
Much so.
It's and it was a lovely time. Like, we had a laugh about it because it's like, gee, the date nights aren't quite what they used to be.
Yeah, that's right.
But nonetheless, there was fun in that.
Yeah.
You know, you make it what it can be, not what it – you don't focus on what it isn't.
Yeah.
Just what it can be together.
And that's probably a really good point, Kate, when you said that, is that a lot of people – we've been getting a lot of phone calls and emails of all the complaints of all the things they can't do rather than focusing on what they can do. And that's something that we can do. And even if you can't get out at all, is spending that in time, that time intentionally, giving – undivided attention, so you're there physically as well as emotionally and relationally, not just physically present, which can easily happen in our day-to-day lives and we just sort of take one another for granted. And that's one thing that we don't want to happen in marriage, is taking one another for granted and it's enjoying each other's company.
Yeah.
I love that.
I guess with, you know, the virtual date night happening this Saturday, it's about being intentional, isn't it? It's like, okay, let's get a ticket, let's sit down, let's, you know, I guess do something with the kids, like,
well,
I don't know.
I think it's bedtime.
Make them,
most
you know, it's 8
be
o'clock, isn't it? So hopefully it'll be, you know, the kids are down and you can actually be intentional to say, okay, let's focus on our marriage for another hour.
Well, the fun thing about that is we've actually, we'll send out a pack to those people who are going to be part of it. And it is getting the kids involved, if you've got kids, to help set up the special night. So whether that's involved in helping prepare a meal or desserts or, you know, we've included all sorts of exciting things in there for the kids.
That's they could even be entertainment or they can be the waiters and waitresses.
Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah, and then down to bed and then at the actual date night is for the parents. So,
good.
Yeah, it's really exciting that you can get the whole family involved. And how important is it for kids that their parents love each other?
That's the thing, isn't it? That's a great example for kids to see that, yeah, the parents are actually prioritising that, you know, developing the relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. So important.
And it's a really cheap date night as well. We're only charging $10, so you can get all the date night pack, and you're getting entertainment by Ben Price. You'll even get a message from Kate and I. We're going to be talking about looking back to help strengthen your future, discussing how to grow your relationship when life throws you a curveball.
Ooh. Or two.
Haven't we had a few of those this year?
Yeah,
that's exactly right. We're going to share it seems to be strike. Yeah. But we want to be able to make this a really special night, and we'd love to hear from people if they've got some funny stories about their marriage or their honeymoon. It could be a disaster that they can reflect back and say, oh, that's what we did, and it was a nightmare, but they can look back at it with fond memories. We'd love to hear from you, so they can send us an email at response@families.org.au, and you never know, you might get a prize or you might just get it read over the air.
And we've cool. we've had our honeymoon was hilarious. So we'd love to hear other people's very funny stories, because everybody I've spoken to has got a story.
Oh, Kate got attacked by a crab, but that's another story. We can talk about that.
Oh, my goodness.
That's awesome.
It was the tiniest crab in the world.
It was enormous. It was vicious.
I swear it was no bigger than the thumb.
It was like a dinosaur.
Of course it was.
That's brilliant.
Twice the size of T-Rex.
That's what it would have been. Completely, Kate. I'm with you.
Send your emails through to Brett and Kate for that, if you've had an experience that you want to share. But I know you guys have actually said you're going to give away a couple of passes to this virtual date night as well. So a couple of couples can get in.
If any couple is just sort of like, oh, that's what we need, we'd love to offer you a prize. And so they can contact at Vision, and then they'll be able to send through the details, and we'll pass the details to you with the date night pack, as well as the unique link for the night.
Brilliant. That'll be great. We'll call through if you want to go in for a date night experience, a virtual date night. That's this Saturday night. You can call right now, 1-800-316-316, and the first two couples that call through, we'll make sure that we hook you up with Brett and Kate, Focus on the Family, and the Great Aussie Date Night, which is happening this Saturday. You can find a link to that if you want to buy tickets. As mentioned, it's just $10, so you can get the link off our website, vision.org.au. First two through can jump in for free, 1-800-316-316. Sounds like a great night, guys, and certainly it's all part of a really important week, isn't it? Marriage week for 2020.
Yeah, and it's just celebrating life together, and as God ordained, he wants us to really mean it when we said it, for better or for worse, for richer and poorer, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. Mm. We want to see that longevity in it, and your kids need it, and your grandchildren need to see it, and also not just to survive it, we want you to thrive in your marriage.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.